At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, payments made to former RTÉ presenter Ryan Tuberty had no valid basis to be paid through the barter accounts. It was one of the many findings of three reports examining governance, human resources and finances RTÉ, which should now have been published and are being considered by the Cabinet. To discuss this, we're joined by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, and Terry Prone, chairman of the Communications Clinic. Fionnán, to you first. How damning were the findings yesterday? And is this the end of the bleeding for RTÉ, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, they were bad in that a lot of them had to be stating the blindingly obvious. The management of a semi-state company is answerable to a board, full stop. The board must ask questions. That kind of stuff actually has to be spelled out within an organisation. So it's a bit bizarre to read that kind of stuff. It depicts an organisation where people didn't communicate with each other. There were levels of distrust, dysfunction in this organisation. Correct procedures were not followed. And, you know, the excuse that, well, you know, RTÉ has a commercial remit as well as a public service remit, it doesn't really wash, because, you know, a private company wouldn't be run in this haphazard manner either. So a lot of the stuff around, the findings, it really just adds a bit of detail onto what we already knew around the barter account, on the relationship between the management and the board. On the manner in which pay, pensions, allowances, and so on are operated within RTÉ. You know, it's a kind of a chapter and verse on the picture that we already had.
Okay, all right. Terry, can I come to you? I mean, RTÉ is broke in both senses of the word. How is it fixed? How do we fix RTÉ in your view? What does the future look like? I saw one of the questions raised by the report is RTÉ a commercial or a non-commercial state entity? Is that key, do you think?
It's key to the sense that there has always been this debate, which would be exemplified on Micheál Martin's side of the coalition by an absolute determination that the state will not be directly the main source of money for RTÉ, because that would mean that the government has control. And the first time RTÉ steps out of line, as the government sees it, then they can withdraw money. That has been the fear for the last 60 years. It's been the fear in relation to the BBC similarly. But on the other hand, you have the complete collapse, or the nearly complete collapse, of the licence fee income, where people said, hump this for a game of soldiers. If you had the independent republic of barter in there, able to pay anything they want to anyone they want, lose records, have secrecy, then if you think I'm paying my license fee for that, you've got another thing coming. And so that is where the government is going to have to work out, okay, is there really a justification for a massive change in the way we divvy up the money going to RTÉ? And there would be a strong view, and it's echoed by some of the reports, that revenue should collect it rather than on post. I'd say a lot of on post lads would like that a lot, they suffered enormously in the aftermath of the controversy.
Fionnán, I want to come back to the licence fee in a second, but What do you think RTE looks like in the future? I presume smaller, leaner. Is it more focused on news, current affairs and sport?
Well, that's what these reports don't address. They don't really give us any picture of, you know, what's RTE supposed to look like into the future? How much money does it actually need before you even decide upon what that model of funding would be? So, yeah, we're getting inklings from the RTE management that, you know, there'll be a bit more of a delineation between what is commercial and what is public service. Maybe that's not really set out in stone yet. Yeah, there will be more of an emphasis on what you would regard as public service broadcasting, on stuff that you can't get elsewhere, on items that are in the public, the national and the cultural interest of the nation. Again, though, that all goes back to funding and how this is going to be put in place. If anything, a concern being expressed from government is not that the government would be in control, but that the government wouldn't be in control, because you'd basically be saying to RTE, well, look, the taxpayer is going to give you whatever money you need. So if you run over budget like the HSE, sure, at the end of the year, you'll just get a top up. So that's a concern as well, where at least at the moment there is some sort of fixed level of income for RTE. They need to bleed the commercial side as much as possible as well.
Terry, final question to you. If you were called in by RTE and said, look, we're in an awful mess, you know what the last year has been like, how do we rebuild trust? How do we restore our reputation? What advice would you give them?
I would say get a grip, folks. What reputation are we talking about? During this entire controversy, Primetime Investigates and other programmes have done their job, done it properly, and have not lost viewership. What has actually happened is in relation to secret, arrogant ways of spending money internally. And the fact is that whether we like it or not, Shane, this story is over. This story is over. If you look at the local and European elections, nobody is reporting that anybody is mentioning it to people, to candidates on the doorsteps. Not happening. It's over. Now it's a matter of pulling together and of a director general at some stage showing what he's really made of when he gets the bureaucratic details right. What is RTE going to look like and sound like?
Okay, and Fionnán, very, very briefly to you, the licence fee, what will the decision be?
A new model, slightly smaller, probably collected by revenue, but the licence fee will remain in place and there'll be a top-up then from the state, but probably...
The Fianna Fáil approach, the Micheál Martin approach, not the Catherine Martin approach.
Micheál Martin is dead set, flat out, against what Catherine Martin is proposing, which is get rid of the TV licence. So I don't really see it happening at this point.
Fionnán Sheehan, Terry Prone, thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Tune in to Backstory and Beyond, hosted by Northwood Retail president and industry expert Ward Kampf. With over 30 years of experience, Kampf has a unique ability to identify game-changing businesses and forecast trends. Follow him as he chats with trailblazing leaders and disruptive founders, sharing their stories and uncovering the best practices that set them apart from their industry peers. Listen on Spotify, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss this Northwood Retail podcast.